Yesterday we were learning about why in Eretz Yisrael. One day Yom Tov outside of Eretz Yisrael, 2 days Yom Tov, and we learned that the Beis Din would send out shluchim and certain places they were able to get to for people to know when the Shchedish was, and therefore they kept 1 day Yom Tov. Other places the shluchim didn't get to, some people didn't know exactly when the Shchedish was. They didn't know when the Shchedish was, they couldn't know when the 15th is for Pesach or Sukkot, or for the 10th day of Yom Kippur, and so on and so forth. So therefore, the second day Yom Tov is what's called Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. The reason why it's called Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius is because it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting Shaila and Halacha, by the way. There's certain parts, in, even in Israel today, that are not biblical Israel. Like Eilat is not actually a chelek of Eretz Yisrael. So the question, did he keep 2 days in Eilat? Keep 1 day in Eilat? The whole, I mean, most people keep 1 day, but it's not so simple. A lot of people keep 2 days in Eilat. Because of this, not necessarily...
Only the Lubavitch has in the night keep 2 days.
Whatever.
Well, Rabbi, you don't keep...
Officially, you have to keep 1 day. I mean, officially, night so you keep 1 day. Out in night so you keep 2 days.
What are you doing in Eilat?
Some people keep 2 days, some people keep 1 day.
What are you...
I don't live there.
No, but what is the Lubavitch of this?
They
keep 2 days. The master of what they should do. Now, what happened... When you go to Eilat for Yom Tov, you'll talk to me.
I don't like you a lot on Yom Tov.
What can I tell you? Now, what happens if somebody, this is a big issue, which I'm not going to say the halacha now, just the discussion of it. Because halacha is very, very complicated. There's many, many different opinions. In every place, there's different opinions. What happens if somebody travels from here to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, or they go from Eretz Yisrael to here for Yom Tov? Okay, kids that are, people that live in Israel, right? They live in Israel. That's the families live in Israel. And now they're coming here to America for 2 days, for Pesach. Do they keep 1 day Yom Tov like they do in Israel? Do they keep 2 days like they do here? Somebody's going from here to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, do they keep 1 day? Do they keep 2 days? A bigger question, by the way, is Bochum and girls, single boys and single girls that are Americans, but they go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. So, do they keep 1 day? Do they keep 2 days? You'll ask a million rabbonim, you'll get actually a million different answers. The question is also, basically in halacha, there is a concept what's called, according to many opinions, what's called daiter lachzer. If your intention is to go home, and this is the way most people in the world paskin, that if you're American, and you're going to Eretz Yisrael, and your intention is to come back home, so then you're an Israeli, you have to keep two, then you're American, then you're American, you have to keep 2 days. That's a lot of the Chabad Poskim hold that because you're American and you're going to Eretz Yisrael, but your intent is to come back here, so then you have to keep 2 days. Somebody from Eretz Yisrael comes to America for Yom Tov, but you're planning to go back because that's where you live. So again, in the non-Chabad world, most people Poskim, then you have to keep 1 day because you're Israeli, you're not coming to America. But then, it's not so simple. Some poskim hold, if you go with your family, it's different. If you go single, it's different. If you go with a family, it's different. Anyway, it could get very complicated. There's a very interesting psak from the Shar HaKoilel, who was the Rebbe's grandfather. The Shar HaKoilel holds, and this is a Kabbalistic answer, that's why the Hasidic world, many poskim hold of that psak. He said like this, in Kabbalah it says that Israel keeps 1 day. Okay, because of the shulchan, that's in the revealed part of Torah. But the bottom line is, Eretz Yisrael keeps 1 day, Chutz Lartz keeps 2 days. So in Kabbalah it says the reason for that is, because in Eretz Yisrael, because it's holier, they're able to absorb all of the holiness in 1 day. In 1 day you can get all the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is not so holy, so it takes 2 days to absorb the Kedusha. Based on that, Psak, so many poskim say, it doesn't matter where you're going kuika from. You're in Israel, you keep 1 day. You're in America, you keep 2 days. And it's very interesting. Years ago, saying in the early, even 1960s, when Chassidim from Eretz Yisrael would come to the Rebbe for Sukkot or Tishrei, so what they used to do, they really kept 1 day, and the second day, Yom Tov Simchas Torah, they used to have they locked the room, and they had the minyan with tefillin on and simchas Torah, And Lepel, the Rebbe, basically at the end told him that they shouldn't be doing that. They should be keeping 1 day. 2 days. And they started keeping 2 days. But we have an interest, and this is a very, b'chal, it's a very big shayla. There's a lot of different poskim. There's a letter from the Rebbe, even though there's letters from the Rebbe, contradictory, not contradictory. There's one letter, it's printed back on Kutasich, as the Rebbe writes, if you go with your family to Eretz Yisrael, for Yom Tov, you keep 1 day. You go with your family to Chutz La'aretz, you keep 2 days. What single guys, there's a lot of rumors, but there's a lot of different, even the Rabbi Chabad, Rabbanim, and Eretz Yisrael have different opinions, if Bochum and girls in seminary keep 1 day, 2 days. But there's a very interesting shayla that, by the way, that comes up pretty often, believe it or not. Let's say an Israeli is keeping 1 day Yom Tov. Okay? So let's say Yom Tov this coming year, it's all Monday and Tuesday, yeah? So let's say they're keeping Simchas Torah, Shemina Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Monday and Tuesday. That's the Yom Tov, last day is a Yom Tov. Can he take a flight out Tuesday, which in America is still Yom Tov, but now it's Yisrael, it's only 1 day, it's only Monday. Can he take a flight out from Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday to get to America? Now, if he lands, this is general, again, I'm not paskining now because there's a lot of small details that can change it from top to bottom. We're just generally discussing it. So if Lepoel, let's say he leaves Israel on Tuesday, he kept 1 day Yom Tov, right? So
Monday night Yom Tov was over for him.
Monday night Yom Tov was over. So he's taking a flight Tuesday. So if he takes a flight Tuesday, which is still Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, but he lands Tuesday night or Wednesday, then it's not a problem, because while he was on the plane, he kept on Yom Tov. For him, it's not Yom Tov. By the time he gets to America, it's already after Yom Tov in America. So then most poskim paskin it again. This is not a psak. I'm just telling you what they say. Generally speaking, it's not a problem, because bottom line is, you left from no Yom Tov, and you're coming to no Yom Tov. On the plane, for you, it wasn't Yom Tov. Now, but Torah loy b'shamayim he. Which, by the way, well, I saw that some people want to say that in the moon, on the moon, you don't have to keep mitzvahs, and the plane, you don't have to keep mitzvahs. Torah lo b'shamayim he. Torah's not in heaven. Okay, but that's, one second. But what happens though if you leave Tuesday and you arrive on Tuesday?
Before
Yom Tov is over, right? If you take a Tuesday morning flight from Israel, you get here Tuesday during the day sometime, right?
Certain places, yeah. Europe, yes.
Okay, whatever. So it's possible. Whatever the Metzius is.
So you land in Europe.
Okay, you know what? You could take the 1 o'clock in the morning flight out of Israel, Monday night, it's already no Yom Tov, and you get here Tuesday morning, which is Yom Tov here. That's a possibility, no?
Right, yes.
Okay. So now the question is he allowed to do that or not? So bottom line, Allah is he can't do that. Because the second they land, they're back into Yom Tov here. If you're back into Yom Tov here, you can't even get off the plane. You can't come chutz l'tchum. It's outside the boundaries. It's a very complicated issue. By the way, you have the same issue in reverse. Can somebody take a flight out of China, let's say, Saturday night, or take a flight here Friday and land Sunday? You know, you have all these crazy scenarios that can come up. And they're all spoken about in love. What? You're skipping Shabbos. If you want to do it, you skip Yom Kippur, then it'll be good. You won't have to fast. Take a flight Friday. Whatever. A Tisha B'Av. You take a flight right before Yom Kippur, and then you land after Yom Kippur. Whatever. You can't do it though anyway, Allah. You can't, you're still not allowed to do it. But these are issues that come up.
Now, he landed here in Los Angeles. You were about to explain.
So I'm saying you're not allowed to do it, because once he lands in L.A., it's Yom Tov.
What about the times of Isman LaMashal? Like, he lands now, an hour before Shkia, and that whole thing where you're in the, you haven't cleared customs yet, you're not in America.
No, the second the plane lands, you're in America. The
second your plane lands.
Right. There's another interesting din that, and this is from the Gemara in Pesachim with very different dinam involved. When you're on a boat or on a plane, you know, in the time of the Gemara, they didn't talk about planes, they spoke about boats, right? You took a boat. So until you land, in many aspects, you have a din of the place you left from.
does that apply to the plane?
Well, why not? Same thing. So the question is, and here you have some scenarios that literally don't make sense. Because let's say you fly on a regular day. You fly from LA to Israel, okay? Now, all of a sudden, everybody, when as soon as the day breaks on the plane, everybody goes to daven. Yeah? Everybody goes daven shachris. Yes? Well, hopefully they go try to make a minyan. To wake up people from the sleep, okay. So the shaila is, if you still have a din of LA, by you it's still in the middle of the night. It's not day yet. Right? In LA it's dark. But because you're going east, so day breaks earlier. So the question is, how can you daven shachris on the plane when light comes? Because by you in LA it's midnight, you can't daven shachris. But that's ridiculous to say that you can't do that. So in certain dinim, the din is until you land, you have the din of the place you left from. And when you land, then you have the din of the place that you come to. In certain dinim, it would be by the place where you are. And it gets complicated, when. What did you
want? 530 flight on Tisha B'Av.
Not North Eon.
That's
yesterday. Oh, okay.
530 flight on Tisha B'Av leaves L.A.
In the afternoon or morning?
Dark, it's a
morning and night.
5:30 in the afternoon.
No. Yeah.
You get on the plane.
To where?
New York.
No.
LA, New York. Halfway through the flight.
It's dark already.
Yeah, it's not even meant to hear yet.
So many poskim hold taka that if you fly Tisha B'Av in the afternoon from here to New York, so then when it's dark on the plane, your fast is over, even though in LA it's a problem. But I had a bunch of people call me this year. They didn't realize when they booked their tickets that they're flying from out east to L.A. or from Israel to L.A.
I saw people arriving on...
I did it last year.
So I'm saying, so then the problem is...
3 extra hours.
So then you need to fast if 3 hours longer, but if you're coming from Israel, you're fasting 10 hours longer. You have to do a long, long fast because you're still fasting on the plane, and by the time you land, if it's still the fast day... Then you have to still fast. You can't eat because here in America, it's a fast day. So it's a very big problem doing these things. The other way is much easier because then you lose 3 hours. Okay? What?
The other way is not a problem.
Davening shachas in a plane, but it can't be a problem. You can't say it's still night by you could have a marif. I mean.
So the rule you're saying applies is that when that plane lands, there's no such thing as customs, shmustas. Plane wheels hit the ground, wheels down. That's it. You're
once the wheels hit or the boat docks,
yeah,
then you're the place of where you arrived to.
Huh?
I said, that's why I said when it lands, it's the matter of Mitzvah.
Rabbi, if you're diving on the plane, they might not let you do a minion on that.
Only Allah doesn't let. All the other airlines let.
Allah.
What is the problem going to Hawaii for somebody? Is there some problem? What is the problem?
Okay, first of all, that's not for now. The bottom line of that problem is where the dateline crosses. There are a lot of different opinions in halacha where the international dateline is. Okay? Some poskim hold it's in Eretz Yisrael, in fact, by the way. Because that's the center of the world, so that's where the dateline should be. Most poskim hold it's around Hawaii, this side or that side. So then the question is, which day is Shabbos or which day isn't Shabbos? It's a very, very big controversy, not for now.
One last question.